Day 4 Radio Row. I am Sean Salisbury in the Sean Salisbury Show. And we're fortunate now to be joined. I don't know if it's a press conference, if it's a conference, if it's Greg Olsen, the Pro Bowl tight end for the Carolina Panthers, joins us. First off, thanks. I know you're representing Old Spice. We'll hit that in a second. Dude, that bar stool with you and McAfee and Vinatieri and Rappaport was, I know, simple for you, but it was priceless. You played it off, and it was that's one of the funniest sights, and Pat's hilarious. You guys were great.
Pat is hilarious. When they told me kind of what they were trying to put together and if I'd be willing to come kind of be a mock media guy in the seats, and they told me what was going on, it was a great time. They're pretty funny guys at times.
Yeah, exactly.
We all know the deal, but for the most part, they got a good thing going. They're funny, and Pat's a good guy, and when he asked me to do it, I told him, of course.
I actually thought it was a joke when he said he was retiring. I think we all woke up is this
real?
Yeah, it is, but it's classic. We don't have a podium, so I'm not sure if this is a press conference.
Yeah.
Or any of
well, there's
what.
Press here.
That's
so
exactly
good.
Right. Greg Olsen, Pro Bowl tight end, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. We'll talk about Old Spice and what you're doing for them before we kick on with this.
Yeah, it's been fun. Here on behalf of Old Spice and their new Hydro Wash collection, the Steel Courage. You want to take? Oh,
no,
reach
go
take,
put
right,
it in there, man.
Your phone down.
No, it's okay.
You guys got
Periscope
a camera. Upside
it
down.
Periscope it. There you go.
Nice.
Periscope it.
And,
I'm an Old Spice guy.
Yeah, greatest smell in the NFL, bud. It's been fun going around and talking to folks today. It's been a good time.
It's been a great time. We're grateful to have you on. Think about it a year ago, my man.
Yep.
Think about from a year ago, you were waking up, put pads on today. Obviously a different feeling. Tell me the difference.
You know, I think it makes you appreciate it a little bit more just how hard it is to get there. I think last year when you're in the midst of the Super Bowl and you're kind of isolated from all the chaos that's going on around you, it's pretty easy to just take it for granted. But I think now you come back today, this week after having a tough year last year and just realize, hey, it's much better to be on that. As much as I like coming to talk to you guys, it's a lot better when we're prepping for the game like last year. And, it just makes you realize how special that really was.
You've been talked about as one of the better leaders in this league. And usually we point to the quarterback as one of the better leaders in this league. Put a finger on what happened this year.
And I think that's the million-dollar question. I think it's a question that we've been kind of wrestling with since early in the season. At times we thought we got it right, and we'd win a few in a row, and then we'd have another letdown. And I think it was a combination of things. The base root of it is we just didn't play as well. We didn't play as well. We didn't execute as well. We didn't make the plays we were accustomed to making, especially at critical times. Didn't win close games at the end like we were accustomed to, whether it was missed pass, a missed kick, or whatever the case may be. It was frustrating. It was a tough deal.
That's the voice of Greg Olsen, Pro Bowl tight end, Carolina Panthers. Do the young guys know, Greg, how tough it is to get? Heck, how many guys went once and say, oh, we're going back and never get back? It is. Do the young guys on your team understand it?
I hope so. I hope they understand it now. It's unfortunate that sometimes it takes these humbling moments to kind of reset the bar a little bit. But, the reality is a lot of our young guys only knew success. And, that's why it's remarkable what, the Patriots and teams like that, to have that level of success year in and year out is hard. And we had it going there for, for a few years and then obviously saw a little bit of a dip this year. So we have the guys to get it right. We have the coaching staff and the leadership to do it. We just got to find our way.
Tell us about your quarterback on and off the field.
I think obviously on the field is pretty self-explanatory.
Right.
I think he's, what you see is what you get. He's one of the, most dynamic players this league has seen in a long time from day one. As a rookie of the year and what he did as a young player all the way up, to being the MVP. And then, of course, collectively as a group, we struggled this year. And, sometimes unfairly the quarterback takes a lot of that blame. But, I think off the field is where a lot of guys, kind of have some reservations on him. And it couldn't be further from the truth. Since he came in as a young player, he's been a great teammate. He's treated guys the right way. He's got a good heart. And he wants to go out and compete and win.
If he asked you on the field one thing that would make his game better. People have asked me, haven't played the position, the same. He's such a big play guy, maybe making the simple play easier for him. What would you tell him the one thing that he could get better at on the field if he came to you? Just as if you're an analyst and watching him
just
play.
Just keep throwing the ball to the tight end.
There you go.
Hey, when all else fails, just throw it to 88.
That's exactly right. It's worked pretty damn well.
No, I just think collectively as a team, just continuing to identify what our liabilities are and what we don't do well. One of them is getting the ball out of our hand and completing. But a lot of that comes on us. Get open faster, be on time, be in the right spot so the quarterback can let it rip. There's a lot that goes into it.
Hey, Greg, what about this year? One thing with Cam Newton that kept coming up was the hits, and are they illegal? Are they legal hits? And it seemed like that was a storyline for you guys all season long. How tough was that to deal with internally, and how do you think Cam handled it at the end of the day?
I think he handled it really well. I think, obviously, he was put in a difficult spot where, you know, you want to go out and you want to get this off your chest and voice your thoughts, but at the same time, take the high road, not look like a sore loser if it was after a tough game. I think he handled that real well. But, you know, as an organization and as a team, and listen, we've all seen games. We know the deal. We know what looks right and what looks wrong. And I think a lot of us that watch thought at times, you know, maybe, you know, the calls weren't necessarily going the way they'd go for other players. And why that is, I don't know. But I think anybody who watched us play, at times it was pretty evident that he was taking some shots that other teams would get penalized.
Pro Bowl tight end Greg Olsen, a year ago, was playing in this game. He's here joining us now, and we all know where he'd rather be here, not here on SB Nation Radio, but we're grateful you are. Let's switch to this game. You play against Atlanta twice a year. If New England came up to you and said, what's the weakness? What is their weakness?
I think it's hard to find a weakness right now. I think they're playing as well. I mean, we saw them towards the end of the season, and we struggled with them. You know, I think they're playing as well as they have all year, and that's kind of a scary thought. I think offensively, they're really in a groove. You know, they put on a clinic against the Packers, and kind of just got out of the gate so fast that Green Bay couldn't keep up. You know, I think defensively they're young, so I think it's going to be interesting to see how they match up with Brady and his crew, and just how well they execute and identify weaknesses. I think that's going to be an interesting matchup. But you know, if it gets into a track meet, you know, Atlanta could score with anybody.
That's what I was going to say. If this is a low scoring game, are they physical enough to win a low scoring game, Greg?
I think so. I think they got two really good backs. I think they got a good offensive line. I think Matt Ryan, you know, rightfully so, and Julio and them, you know, they get a lot of praise for what they've done in the passing game. But, you know, they can hand the ball off to, you know, to Freeman and Coleman back there and make a lot of hay. And that O-line is pretty stout and can do some things in the run game. So I think they can do both.
What does this do for Brady's legacy if he wins another one?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be, you know, the best.
Have you ever seen better?
No, not in my day. I think what he's done over a long period of time, not just a couple isolated years, but you know what he's done. Nine AFC Championship games or something crazy,
six or seven in a row too. Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah,
I mean it's just remarkable what he's been able to do. It seems like every year they have new guys fill in these holes and they never miss a beat.
We got about a minute to go, and we'll let you go. What from when you came into the league to now? What's the greatest lesson you've learned?
Just how hard this game is. Just, you know, that you're not entitled no matter what you did last year. Doesn't mean that you're going to be in the same position to have that success the next year. Doesn't mean you're necessarily even going to be on the same team. You know, you have to constantly earn your reputation, earn your spot in this league on a year-to-year basis, whether you're a rookie or whether now you're a 10-year vet. There's always somebody better. There's always someone coming in to take your spot, and that's a daily and a yearly kind of recommitment to making sure you play the right way.
And we're all concerned about your great teammate Luke Kuechly. How's his health? How's he feeling?
He's doing pretty well. I think towards the end of the year, he was, you know, back running around at practice. He looked like the old Luke, and I think everyone's excited to get him back.
So it's Old Spice, the best smell in the NFL. Is that
right.
What it is?
You got it.
Greg, we really appreciate
so
you.
Much.
Good luck. Sorry you had to be here this year, but maybe next year we'll be talking to you in a different
I hope
way.
So.